They say I'm here because I played the game a certain way. They say I played the game with heart and determination. It has been written that I played the game with a lot of poise. Countless number of fans have told me I played the game with a high level of integrity. Maybe all these fine compliments are true, but one thing I can assure you, that every time I stepped on the field at Municipal Stadium, and later at Arrowhead Stadium, I did it with the knowledge that I was representing the Kansas City Chiefs, and I knew what it meant to a million and million Americans across the world. I did play the game with passion. I did play the game with respect, and I played it with a lot of heart. Traditions, like many of the traditions that the late, great Lamar Hunt brought to the Chiefs organization, the business mind that he brought and established the AFL and making the Chiefs one of the dominant players in all of pro football. Mr. Hunt was a great man and in many ways was ahead of his time. I thank him and the Hunt family for all that they have done for me in my special days with the Chiefs organization. I'd also like to thank Mr. Wayne Woolley, who came to Bishop College along with Lamar Hunt to give me a contract as a free agent. I lost my mother when I was 8 years old. I can tell you that the situation shaped and molded and had a significant influence on a young man who was desperately trying to find his way. I learned early on that the good Lord always has a plan. His plan for my sisters, my brother, and for me during those trying days was uncertain, was for my grandparents, who became the Teflon protector and guardian angels to all of us. My late grandfather, Louis Files Sr., is still my hero. I remember those long, hot summer nights, sitting out on the porch, listening to baseball games, prize fights, and other sporting events. It was during these times that he taught me life's greatest lesson. He taught me about honor, commitment, love, religion, hard work, and respect. Growing up, I was resentful and angry at other families around us because they seemed fully intact. I'd often lay awake at night wondering why our family had to be different. But come to the stark realization that the good Lord wanted us all to be reared and raised under the guiding hands of my grandfather, who in his own right was a giant of a man. He's the big reason I'm standing here today at this summit of pro football biggest shrine. And as a tribute to him, I asked the Pro Football Hall of Fame to let me enter the hallowed halls of Canton as Emmett Earl Files, F-Y-L-E-S, Thomas. They were kind enough to accommodate my request. Thank you, Pro Football Hall of Fame.